Oh, absolutely. That's what this is all about. If that wasn't the case, then all of this sadhana would be futile. So indeed, we want to not only be untouched by the suffering, but we want to abide on the lotus throne of our divine nature, which has the power to actually lessen the amount of suffering, and that has the sacred heart fully open to serve and uplift the lost souls, the temporarily lost souls, and to offer whatever service of wisdom, of shakti, of joy, of light, of communion in the morphogenic field of information that will help to liberate many souls. All of this is part of our service, but the primary service is the karma yoga. The primary service, as long as we are embodied, is to use your body to serve your community. The ego usually doesn't do that. The ego will usually judge and then say, nah, it's not good enough, and they'll run away from the community, not serve it, not say, ah, there should be more compassion here, more love, more whatever is needed to help people be liberated. I'm going to stay and uplift. I'm going to serve, not run. But everyone will have to make their own choice as to what they are ready to offer from their heart and from their soul and spirit. And if they don't have the power of love to offer and of egoless service to give, then so be it. But it's through service that we clear our karmic baggage and give ourselves permission to be free. Because the reason we've chosen suffering is that we have sentenced ourselves to that feeling we don't deserve a higher place in the divine hierarchy. And we want to remove that illusion, but it can only be done in the embodied action of generosity of spirit that is expressed in effort, in work, in time, in attention, in compassion and care, in understanding, and in dialogue in which truth is able to emerge in a reciprocity of divine love. And only that is what creates and sustains a community, because only holy communion among the members will bring about a sense of brotherhood, philia. And without philia, you can't reach agape. And so the hierarchy of levels of love can never reach that fullness of the perfect love, which is like an absolutely beautiful flower of divine fragrance and beauty that just creates overwhelming joy and awesome, sublime reverence for the creator of such beautiful life forms. And the realization that we are all intended to be such divine flowers in God's garden, and to cultivate the power to blossom in that ultimate way.